Subway opening. Remarkable story from DJ Andre at the opening tonight. Three middle-aged guys, two in harem pants, the third in blue shorts. In response to my asking about guys beating up on each other, thinking of Sharon's equation of patriarchal was sadomasochistic. How he told us the patriarchal trip was brought to Earth by aliens about the time the Julian calendar started, then spread with the Empire. Wayne brought up the Bible's shitty take on women, and I wondered out loud about the Aryan takeover of archaic Greece. Callie just got back from the Mediterranean, traveling ruin to ruin by motorcycle in the company of an Irish woman she met at the Palace of Gnosis. Dick makes the fairly astounding suggestion that all my children being Leos has something to do with my father energy. Standing at the bar with Paul and Steve and Ted, I bring up deities of the arts and crafts, linking Bridget, for instance, goddess of healing, metalsmithing, and poetry, with Hermes, Hephaestus, and Prometheus, who took an axe to Zeus's head, giving birth to fully grown and armed Athena, the male goddess of wisdom, and in particular, Pan-Arcadian Hermes, Il Miglior Favro, whose magic golden bough given to him by Aphrodite became in time, but long before he became the patron of thieves, the physician's caduceus, still held high without the snakes by his avatar delivering flowers by wire. Steve notes that, function-wise, all those gods begin to look alike. "I'll drink to that," says I, finishing the box of Chenin Blanc and drifting into the main gallery, where Jane and Dave sit under three of Larry's tastefully lewd black and whites of white semi-nude rear ends. Canute tells again, whoever will listen, his stories about the Beats and Black Mountain, the egos, pretensions, and eccentricities shaping our immediate past. How, for instance, Ray, one of what he called the Queen BM painters, cut the head out of a canvas a young woman had shown him at his request, a starfucker, he called her, pasted it to an oversized ping-pong paddle with rubber band and ball attached, and sent it back to her. This was since she got sewed back together and was looking pretty good after the wreck with Pollock when he got killed. Out on the steps on OK Street, I shoot the summer breeze a while with Danielle, first about our puberties, then recalling our first third encounters with smooth, cultured, expensively dressed ambassadors of evil. Hers at 14, a gentleman whom her father had introduced her to, but whom she, for reasons she didn't understand at the time, but which her father happily explained later, she just didn't like. Mine, me being almost invincibly naive, not until 78, in the person of a Dow chemical lawyer back when they were spraying national forests here with Agent Orange after it was banned in Nam. Heightened conversation turns naturally to old friends not here tonight. Sarah's in remission, back in class throwing five-foot-tall pots. Sydney's up by Mount Olympus, thinking of moving out because it's getting so crowded. Chantel's in Pendleton with her bass, speakers, and family. Tom and Robbie have found a nice house on a quiet cul-de-sac in Missoula. Following this, there's a birthday party for Armando down at the Grand.